At 100, the Reverend Dr. Walter Soboleff is still active and revered as a Tlingit cultural leader and Presbyterian minister. He is known statewide for his preaching and teaching, his good nature, wit, and wonderful sense of humor. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has the story from Juneau.
The Reverend Dr. Walter Soboleff is a century old today. The Tlingit elder and Presbyterian minister has been preaching since he was 32 years old. He serves as pastor emeritus at Juneau's Northern Light United Church, officiates at weddings and memorials, and speaks to large gatherings and small, in and out of Alaska. Until 5 years ago, he was still driving. He's steady on his feet, though he now uses a cane. He's healthy. And as one parishioner and friend says,
he's as sharp as pencil in a box.
Over the years, I've had the opportunity to hear Dr. Soboleff in the pulpit, interview him, and help him celebrate his 98th and 99th birthdays. This morning, we bring you a few segments from some of those interviews and speeches as we wish him a happy 100th.
I was in the first grade, and the teacher said, take care of the old person you're going to become. And I thought, what a funny talk to give us. But I never forgot it. It was one of the best messages I ever heard. Take care of the old person you're going to become. Here I am. Here I am.
Walter Soboleff was born November 14, 1908, in Killisnoo on Admiralty Island. His grandfather was a Russian Orthodox priest. It was at Sheldon Jackson School in Sitka that he first heard sermons in English. He became a Presbyterian. He graduated from high school during the Great Depression, but was given a full scholarship to the University of Dubuque in Iowa. He was ordained in the Presbyterian Church in 1940 and assigned to Juneau's Memorial Presbyterian at 8th and Glacier Streets. The building is gone now, replaced by Juneau's downtown fire station. After 22 years, the congregation was folded into Northern Lights United Church, an amalgam of Methodists and Presbyterians and all races.
It started out as a church for the Tlingit people. It wasn't their choice, but they had to make it because they didn't feel welcome in other churches, so they wanted their own. Juneau had strong segregation attitudes, very strong. You could see signs on some of the public places that the natives were not welcome. I saw those signs. To see people living a life of integration, that's big. People accepting each other, people accepting other races, such as this church. This church means to me not Presbyterians getting together, nor Methodists getting together, but people getting together as Christians. And as soon as we forget denominations, we'll be so much better off because we are first Christians. I served on the mission boat from 62 to 70 on the Princeton Hall and on the Anna Jackman. It was a service ship. It helped where they saw there was need. We'd get in a storm, and in a wooden ship, you could feel the ship creaking. It would be bending in the seas. On the Anna Jackman, the steel hull, you never heard any creaking. That ship just didn't bend in a storm. It was solid. I remember stopping at the lighthouse stations at Five Finger Light. I'd go up to the dock with a pack sack on my back, Bibles, and I'd have visits with the Coast Guardsmen, four or five men, remote. Every boat going by never stopped. We did. And the fellas liked it. I visited with them and had short devotions. We went to Point Retreat the same way. And I gave a Bible to one fella, and he said, "Now I have time to read the Bible." I gave him one, you know. "Now I have time to read the Bible." I'll never forget that. Such good visits. Such good visits.
Dr. Soboleff is still visiting and teaching. He is the cultural and Christian standard bearer for the Tlingit people. His advice to those who hope to be healthy and active to age 100?
Young people, you must take better care of yourself. The world needs your leadership. Your people need your leadership. Many of us who are a little bit older, we will be gone, and you will stand in a place where we have stood and where we have been serving. Can we depend on you? And when that call comes, say, here am I, send me.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.